The classic passage today about the people at the Red Sea and Moses parting the waters is obviously a classic story in our own minds. And although when you talk to young people, don't be so sure that they even know the story. Pay attention. But anyway, I want to take a particular line here and kind of analyze it with you. It says here, why did you bring us out of Egypt? The people say to Pharaoh, did we not tell you this in Egypt when we said, leave us alone and let us serve the Egyptians? It is far better for us to be slaves of the Egyptians than to die in the desert. And then Moses answered the people, fear not and stand your ground. Now, one of the, I think, struggles that all of us have to personally face is that to allow the Lord to bring us alive is sometimes a more painful way to live. When I was in my 20s, my early 20s anyway, I lived a very unreflective life. I got up and went to college, went to work in the summer. I wasn't really very much in touch with my emotions or was really thinking deeply about right and wrong, what I was doing with my life. You know, I kind of just went through my day. I lived unreflectively. And in some ways, looking back on that time, it was very easy. It was just sort of, that's kind of the way I lived my life. The idea of being, you know, either in touch with my feelings or wrestling over right and wrong or listening to the voice of my conscience was it just didn't really occur to me to think much about those things. I kind of did what I wanted and lived an unreflective life, and I wasn't particularly spiritual, and I didn't really have much to say. I just did what I did. And in more recent years, you know, as I've been more serious about my spiritual life, I suppose I would say for about half my life I've been serious about my spiritual life, I've had to live a life where I more wrestle with the Lord, where my conscience is more active, where I do ponder more deeply over the meaning of my life, where I'm more in touch with my feelings and the call to freedom that I've received. And in some ways, at some level, this is a much more difficult and painful way to live. However, I would never want to go back to the way I was in my 20s. You see, because I'm much more alive today. I'm more passionate. I'm more loving. I'm more concerned. I perhaps have greater difficulties in my life in terms of having to wrestle with some of these things, but I also have greater joys. I have greater mountaintops, even if some of the valleys feel a little deeper at times. but I'm alive. I'm afraid that many people, however, would prefer to kind of stay in a bondage or a slavery than to become fully alive, to have their heart fully awakened. You see, because when you really love people, they can hurt you more. When you really love, you care more. When you really are passionate about issues, you can be more angry, more sorrowful, you know. And there are just some people that don't want that. They just would rather live sort of in an isolated cocoon of their own little world, not be aware of issues around them, not be aware of the suffering of the poor, not really care about where they're going with their own life, not look at sin in their life and say, you know, really there are some things that do need to change. They'd just rather live on the surface. They would just rather skim the surface of life rather than plumb the depths of their heart and their mind and their soul. And I would only say that in some ways my life is more difficult, but it's kind of funny to put it this way, but it's a pain that hurts so good. Because I know that I'm supposed to be this way. To be like Jesus who wept over ancient Jerusalem. To be like Jesus who who got into very vigorous debates with the scribes and the Pharisees, to be like Jesus, who in the end was killed because he loved. That's what we're supposed to be. Freedom carries with it greater responsibilities. And so these people are basically saying, we would rather be slaves and have our life be simple than to be free and have to look for our next meal. And the challenge that the Lord offers us is the challenge of freedom. The challenge to live a life where we're alive and our hearts are open and reflective, and where we have to really begin to take responsibility for what we're doing. And we can't just come up with stupid little platitudes like, well, you know, after all, my mother dropped me on my head when I was 2, and I'm not responsible, or my father used to yell at me, and that's why I have, you know, authority issues, or just making simple little excuses instead of really plumbing the depths of our issues and understanding them and being free of them, which can be a painful process. Instead of that, we would rather just limp along and have our life be, quote, simpler. I suppose, though, that even those who choose not to try to go deeper into their life and become more alive, in the end, I think that it's a bad trade-off, because you want to live an unreflective life, but one day you're finally going to be confronted with the fact that your life is not about you, that your life is going to end. And what have you really done? Have you ever really been alive? Have you ever really loved? Have you ever really done something that mattered? Have you ever really worked in someone's life in such a way that they were changed? What have you ever really done? Oh, you went out and bought a new motorcycle when you were 35. And you relived your youth. And you bought a big house and you had a fancy car and plasma screen TVs. Now you're 75, getting close to 80, and you're about to die. So what? Did it all really matter? Just being a slave to fashion, a slave to your passions, just doing what you please. Oh, you had the money, maybe you had the resources to do it, but now you're about to die, and really, what did it all mean? Nothing. Rather than to live a life that may be more painful, more demanding at times, but a life that really meant something. So, do you want to be a slave in Egypt? Just be in bondage to living a mediocre life, morally unremarkable? Or do you want to be free? Come through the waters of baptism, which they're about to do. Moses is about to part the water. And they're going to come through the waters of baptism and come alive, come out of slavery and into freedom. Come out of bondage into freedom. Live a life that's dramatic and change world history. You know, the Jewish people brought God's law to the world and changed the course of human history, ultimately brought to us the Messiah. And these people have a decision to make. Will they just go back and be slaves in Egypt, or will they go through the waters of baptism and change world history? What will their lives amount to? That's their choice. And I'm glad they made the choice to be free rather than to go back into slavery. Well, they had 40 difficult days, 40 difficult years in the desert ahead of them. Lots of ups and downs in the history of Israel. But in the end, they brought the world the law. In the end, they brought the world its Messiah, by God's grace, of course. They made a difference. And so, for us, we're called also to embrace our baptism, to become more fully alive in Christ, to live a life that matters, a life that may be more painful, but in the end will matter, and a life that will ultimately lead us to eternal glory. Amen.